This is the Debbie Lewis Show on AM 1380, The Biz.
Good morning. This is Debbie Lewis, and we are learning about small business. You know, small business is the backbone of our country, and a lot of people want to start small businesses. They're super good at what they do. They don't know how to do the things they don't know how to do. And when you're a small business, you kind of have to do it all when you're starting out. So I have asked Siobhan Backus to be with us. Hi, good morning, Siobhan. How are you?
Good morning, Debbie. I'm great. Thank you for having us on your show.
Oh, great. Tell us who you're with.
Okay. I am one of the consultants with the Florida SBDC at University of South Florida. We have SBDCs around the country, and there are actually about 4,000 consultants. So wherever your listeners are, they can Google and find a local office.
Now, what office are you in? You're in the Polk County office?
I am in Polk County. I work out of several different areas of the county, Lakeland, Winter Haven, Haines City, just throughout Polk County, trying to help businesses grow and succeed. And it's a really exciting opportunity and job for me.
Now, you have your emphasis in marketing and PR, correct?
Correct. I'm nationally accredited in public relations. I've taught advertising at the university level. But more important than that, almost all of the consultants who work for Florida SBDC and other SBDCs are not really academics. We've all been out in the work world. We've all owned our own businesses. We've helped other businesses succeed. And so when people come to us, we're giving them very, very practical advice and the latest information that we have available.
And this is important because I didn't even know that, and I'm sure small businesses don't know, that there is free advice for them.
Well, that's the exciting thing about it. I've been a consultant for close to 30 years and had to go out and get contracts and help businesses and do all these things. And I wasn't real aware of the SBDC. I've started my own business and didn't ask for help and had to learn as I went. So the great thing about this is I can work with any business of any size that's considered a small business. But small business, as I think you know, is less than 500 employees. So
those can be some pretty large size businesses. When you think small businesses, or when most people think small businesses, Siobhan, I think they think like mom and pop, you know, 9 employees.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I work with a lot of mom and pops. I work with individual sole proprietors who have a dream, something they've always wanted to do, a passion for something. But we really can be more effective, and we want to reach out to larger businesses if we can come in and help them look at their efficiency, you know, how they compare with industry standards nationwide. We can have more impact, because if you've got a business with 100 employees and we can help them become 20% more efficient, they're going to hire people. And that's why we exist. That's why the state of Florida helps fund us. That's why the U.S. Small Business Administration funds us. That's why local governments do, because we produce results. We help people grow. We help them succeed. And we help them hire more people, which is what we're all about.
Okay, so let's get down to practical business. If someone comes into you and say they're a small restaurant starting up or a small family-owned business, what's the first thing you do helping them with their marketing? And is it trying to find their target market, or do they usually know at least that's the beginning?
Well, not necessarily. Sometimes they have unrealistic ideas, or they have not really been following market trends. They just like the idea. What we do, you know, how to get started with Florida SBDC at USF is you go to our website, which is sbdctampabay.com. Now, if you're in Polk County, you put a /Polk and you get closer to me right up front.
Okay.
And we bring them in for a 1-hour consult. That is a no-cost consult, where it's kind of like an interview. You know, who are you? What do you want to do? What kind of money do you have available? What's your dream? You know, what's your passion?
Right.
For every single business person, you know, sole proprietor, big business, whatever, one of the first questions we ask is, did you bring your business plan? And, of course, most people
don't have a business
unfortunately,
plan.
Unfortunately, they don't have a business plan. Right. So one of the greatest services we provide is we've got a group of classes that are available in the Tampa area, which isn't far from where we are in Central Florida, a startup series, everything you need to know about business, you know, six courses, and you actually get the software to develop a business plan. But
now, why is a business plan so important?
Well, most people think, well, I don't need a business plan because I'm not going to go to a bank and borrow money.
Right.
Everyone needs a business plan because the more you can hone in and focus on, you know, what are your products and services? What, how can you be most profitable? How are you going to get the word out? Who are your customers? Who is your market? Are you, am I locating my business in the right place? The Florida SBDC at USF has all kinds of resources we can help people with to do market analysis studies. To, you know, if they say, oh, I love this little building and I want to put my business there, well, we can help them do an analysis of who is in that area, and they may be locating in the wrong place. Place is one of the important things about marketing, is being in the right place.
Right.
So,
oh, but we can do it virtually. We don't have to be in the right place, Siobhan.
Well, if we do work with home-based businesses. We do work with internet businesses, all those types of things. But the question is, how are you going to get the word out?
Right.
So many people say word of mouth. Yeah. And, well, word of mouth is great, but if you really need to sell a lot of widgets or sell a lot
right.
of services, or, you know, to be profitable, to make money, to increase your sales, you've got to reach an awful lot of people. And you have to reach the people who want and need your services.
That's
so
the toughest thing
science.
To do. Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah,
and I think people think it's an overnight success, and it's a lot of hard work and plotting and planning. It's not an overnight success.
Yeah. No. And that's why the business plan is pretty daunting for everyone, but we're here to help. You know, I say we do the first consult, you start working on the business plan. You send it, you email it to me, I'll read over it, I'll give you feedback. But until they're willing to step up and do some work to really, really evaluate, you know, what they want their business to be, we don't schedule that second consult usually. You know, we, you know, there, it's a give and take.
Sure.
We will meet with people as many times as we can be helpful. We'll help them with all aspects of business, with marketing, with financials. We even have a growth acceleration services for businesses that are, have been in business for over three years.
Okay.
They have to have five full-time employees and a significant sales already, but we can help take them to the very next level. Sometimes it's hard for them to ask for help, but
right.
we're here to help, and we can really help them grow.
What do you think the biggest problem is when small businesses come in and talk to you? What's one of the biggest holdups that's easily fixed if you would just fix it?
Well, I think a lot of people are unrealistic. They think, well, I'll just go out and get a bank loan and I'll do this because this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Banks are lending money, but you have to qualify. You have to have good credit. You have to have, you know, in a lot of cases, collateral. You have to, you
right.
have to really have a dynamite business plan that demonstrates to that bank that you're going to be able to pay them back. And even, you know, we work with the SBA, and the SBA works with local banks to guarantee loans. But
right.
they also take a really good hard look at, is this going to be successful? All the bank really wants to know is, can they pay me back?
And you're kind of like a Shark Tank, only not as public as Shark Tank.
yeah.
Because really, you have to get your message out there. It has to be concise. You have to be, if you're going to get a small business loan, I'm in the banking world. I mean,
uh-huh.
you do have to have good credit. You do have to have 20% of your own
uh-huh.
money or 10% of your own money. And,
uh-huh.
and you have to have the wherewithal to say, this is how I'm going to run my business. This is how I hire people, and have all that thought out, or you're never going to get a loan.
Yeah. And sometimes what I tell people is, I said, please don't quit your job.
You know? Right.
Stick with your job. If the type of product or service that you want to provide is something that you could start part-time and build up, that's a much more effective way. You also can demonstrate that you're able to sell, that there's a market out there. You've got something to show as opposed to an idea. It's hard to get a bank to buy into an idea, no matter how creative and how energetic and how passionate you are. The
right.
bottom line is, will this business make money? And another thing is people get hung up on sales. How much sales? We have to increase our sales by this percent. Well, we focus more on profitability. Sometimes you can be doing a lot of activities that increase your sales, but because of the cost of doing business and because of a lot of other factors, what you really want is to increase your profitability. You
know, yeah, maybe I don't care about sales. I want to make more money, right?
That's right. That's right. And so
everything
we help them
costs
analyze
more.
That.
Right. Yeah. Everything costs more than they think. And when they see it on paper, when they look at the rent, when they look at the insurance, when they look at the employees, what a new employee cost, I think they should be kind of scared straight. They're like, this is serious business.
Yeah. And that's what we give a lot of people reality checks. But I do want to mention, Debbie, that on our SBDC websites, and of course, the one in Tampa Bay is sbdctampabay.com. There's a button on the front page called Resources. We have just a wealth of resources that people can go in there on their own without taking the classes. We want them to take the classes because we think it's helpful for a lot of people. But they can go in there, and the first thing at the top of the page is financial. And there are templates, Excel templates, so you don't have to be an expert, where you just fill in the blanks. You know, expected sales, you fill in the, you know, what's it going to cost me? And one of them is a break-even analysis. And you get this aha moment when you see that you're not going to break even for 14 months, you know, at this rate, unless you can increase sales. We also have a 12-month cash flow, you know, because depending upon if you collect the money right up front or if you offer credit, you could get into some serious situations. You may have sold a lot, but if you're not getting the money in, you could be having a cash flow issue. So we
can you stay with us? We've got to take a break. Siobhan, stay with us through the break, and we're going to give all your information out. I'm Debbie Lewis. We'll be right back.
Have you considered a reverse mortgage as part of your retirement financial plan? For homeowners ages 62 or older, a reverse mortgage from Access Reverse Mortgage is a safe, economical way to turn your home's equity into cash or monthly income. Access Reverse Mortgage is a family-owned company based right here in the Tampa Bay area for the past 11 years. They are A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and one of Florida's leading reverse mortgage providers. Call 727-347-0305 or go to accessreverse.com to start your research today. NMLS 4566.
After 10 years with no hikes in sight, the Fed finally raised interest rates. On the other side of the pond, the European Central Bank went in the opposite direction. The dollar is sinking, the euro is surging, and it looks like OPEC is perfectly happy to keep dumping more oil onto a market already saturated in black gold.
Texas tea.
Whatever happens, we'll be here to point out the best play. AM 1380, The Biz. Online at 1380thebiz.com.
If you have a damaged windshield, keep your family safe with a premium quality replacement and a lifetime warranty from Auto Glass America. If you have comprehensive insurance, we'll buy back your old windshield for up to $100 cash on the spot, come to you with free mobile service, and install a new premium quality windshield, all at no cost to you. Be safe. Call today for fast claims processing. Remember, we turn your broken glass into cold, hard cash. 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS.
Auto Glass America.
Get the latest headlines from your neighborhood. I'm SNN's Grant Boxleitner. We've got the news you need. Plus, Chief Meteorologist Justin Mosley has your latest forecast. And Trevor DeGroat has your home team sports. Every weeknight at 5, 6, and 10 p.m. only on Suncoast News Network.
On the next Celebrity Page TV, one-on-one with super producer Lee Daniels. Plus, the hottest celeb homes. Big stars, big Hollywood. Celebrity Page TV. Tonight, SNN at 7:30.
Licensed in all states. Product availability varies. Agents may be compensated on enrollment.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service to help folks maximize their Medicare benefits and save money.
The enrollment period for Medicare has already started. What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With with so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. It's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare service is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
The deadline for enrollment is just days away, so you need to act now. Call 800-351-2054, 800-351-2054, 800-351-2054.
You're listening to The Debbie Lewis Show on AM 1380, The Biz.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis, and I am back with Siobhan Bacchus. Siobhan, you have been talking to us about what you can do for us through the small business, I guess mm-hmm. it's the marketing and communications department of the University mm-hmm. of South Florida, small business. It is free advice, and you said you can help us multiple times, and you help
yes.
us with things we haven't thought about. You help small businesses and large businesses. What's one of the major questions that everyone comes to you with, no matter what their size is, no matter how long they've been in business?
They really want to know, well, first they want to know, why didn't we know about you before now? So we
sure.
thank you for helping us spread the word.
Right.
But they want to know, can I make a go of this? They want a mentor. They want an encourager. Sometimes we are a discourager, but they want to know, do you think I can start this business? And how do I go step by step by step? A lot of the people who come to us first are pre-ventures and startups, and so we walk them through everything from how to register the business, how to choose the right entity, how to find good professionals. We encourage everyone to have, a banker, a lawyer, a CPA, professional assistance in addition to the consultations that we provide.
It's important that businesses really look outside of themselves. I think a lot of small businesses fail because all entrepreneurs think they've got a great idea, and it could be just a great idea and passion. If you've ever watched Shark Tank or any of those shows, mm-hmm. That you can invest all of your money into something, and that doesn't make it's going to work, and all of
no.
your retirement money, and that's just not the way to go. I watch people that have tossed all their money away at that, and then they mm-hmm. want to know how they're going to retire. They save
yeah.
all this money, and then a lot of people are starting their small businesses later in life, and they're
yes,
putting
absolutely.
At risk some of their retirement.
Yeah, they are. And they need, you can have a great idea, but you have to be a self-starter. You have to really be willing to work. You need to enjoy challenge. You need to be a risk taker to a certain degree, because you're going to, how are you going to handle setbacks? So it's not easy, but people with a passion, people who are really willing to work at it, if the market's there, if the product's right, if all those things are in place, can be very, very successful. And I'm just glad that we're here to help them. They can go to any one of our SBDC websites and just click on a button called Schedule a Consultation. And it will, it will ask them some questions so we can get them to the right consultants to help them with whatever it is they need.
I always say, I tell my kids, you only know what you know. You don't know what you don't know. And that's true. You just don't know what you're going to become involved in with your business, where it's going to put you, what kind of people it's going to put you in touch with. And I think that mm-hmm. paperwork and hiring the employees, finding out about benefits and payroll and all of that is such a huge drain on
yeah.
new businesses as well as old businesses. But you have groups too that specialize in that, just not marketing and development, but how to make the business work.
Absolutely. Well, we are part of the MUMA College of Business at USF. So we don't just focus on the marketing and the advertising. We focus on all stages of business. We also have export specialists. We have people who specialize in helping get government contracts. We have people who know more about franchising. So you're not stuck with one consultant. You're assigned to someone, and we help with the intake and figure out what you need. I do a lot of help with business plans and marketing, but when I need a real specialist in, to go really in depth into someone's finances, I've got people on our team who can help. So
that's amazing.
We
that
work with
cost
you.
So much money if you
yes.
were to go and hire outside consultants. Siobhan, how do we get a hold of you directly to set that appointment? Tell us where we go online again.
Okay. You go to SBDCTampaBay.com, Now, if you're in Polk County, put a /Polk because it'll get to me faster. Okay. But otherwise, there will be an intake. They'll figure out who to put you in touch with. And sometimes people are from another area. They go in and they fill it out, and then we just have to link them up with an SBDC center somewhere else. The best way to reach me personally is by email. And my email is Siobhan B. It's C-H-E-V as in Victor, O-N-B. At usf.edu. So if you just have a question, I'm not going to just, you know, be your advisor and consultant by phone, but I can get you in the right direction, and I can help you sign up to get the professional support and assistance that you need.
Well, I really appreciate you being with us this week, and then you know, when I first met you guys online, and then I started getting all of you on Tuesdays to talk to us about small business, well, I've gotten a lot of feedback about that. Really helps. We didn't know that was available before.
Yes.
And that's just it. You guys are a resource for all businesses. And I think it's just, I wish more businesses would utilize your talents instead of just
really
waiting. Yeah.
And it's your tax dollars paying for it. So do not be embarrassed. Come, we will help, and we will help you grow jobs. And
they built it.
Yeah,
they built it. Now go.
It's to build our economy. It's to make us, you know, a healthier economy here in Florida and other places.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll have you back.
Thank you, Debbie. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.